愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
在这个礼拜的读经里面，我们有读到民数记二十一章。
We recently studied Bible reading of Numbers chapter 20。
那在民数记二十一章里面，我们看到有两条蛇。
We see there's a recording of two types of snakes。
那我们就来看这两条蛇对我们的意义是什么。
So let's study the significance of two types of serpent to us。
我们看民数记的二十一章。
Numbers 21。
从第四节。
Beginning from verse 4。
一直到第六节。
Until verse 6。Then they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people became very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food, no water, and our soul loathes this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
这个地方啊，在讲他们在旷野路当中就发怨言了。
Well, the Israelites were journeying in the wilderness. They began to grumble and complain.
那为什么会发怨言呢
？Why did they voice their complaint？
在第二十一章的第四节。
In chapter 21, verse 4.
因为这个路难行，心中烦躁。
They became discouraged because of the difficult journey.
然后，到下面又说，你从埃及把我们带出来，让我们死在旷野吗
？And they went on to say, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?"
那这里没有粮，也没有水。
There is no food, no water.
我们心里厌烦这淡薄的食物。
And our soul loathes this worthless bread.
那从这个他们卖发怨言里面呢，我们来了解他们的信仰。
From their complaint, it shows a reflection of their state of faith.
前面说你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，是我们死在旷野呢？
Started with, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness?
其实这个埋怨呢，跟事实是不合的。
And we see that this complaint is totally in conflict with the reality.
因为神从埃及把他们领出来，他们在那边非常痛苦。
Because God had mercy upon the Israelites and brought them out of their hardship in Egypt.
所以他们就哭求神，神听见，神看见，神知道，神下来。
They were oppressed to such extent where they cried bitterly to God. God heard them and God saw their distress and came down to save them.
然后神要救他们脱离埃及。
And God intended to save them away from their oppression in Egypt.
那就出埃及最后的目的就是要进迦南。
The ultimate goal of departing from Egypt is to enter into the land of Canaan.
那是牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以从一个痛苦没有希望的地方，要救他们进入一个有希望真的能够享受丰盛与甜美的一块地。
Thus, they were delivered from a place of hopelessness and despair into a land of flowing with milk and honey and sweetness.
所以他第一个发怨言跟事实是不一样。
And we see that their first complaint is totally contrary to the facts.
那第二个说，这里没有粮，也没有水。
It goes on to say there is no food, no water.
这也跟事实不一样。
This is also contrary to the facts.
是有粮食，天天都有。
They had daily bread each day.
每天早上都有玛纳。
Each morning they were able to gather manna.
不是没有粮食。
It wasn't that they were for lack of food.
只是因为玛纳吃久了，就觉得这个很淡薄。
Except after eating this manna for some time, they became bored and disgusted with this manna.
他就回想在埃及有肉、有鱼、有韭菜、有各样的美物可以吃。
And they started to reminisce while in Egypt they were able to eat meat, fish, different kind of vegetables.
但是在行走旷野路要简单才能够走，所以神就是给他们最有营养的玛纳，一个就够了。
But whereas while traveling in the wilderness, it's God arranged for a very simple food, just one single food, manna, to make things easier.
那下面说没有水。
Also complain of no water.
虽然旷野真的是没水，但是神都从磐石流水。
And even though there truly was no water in the barren desert, however, God brought water out of rock.
所以有一段时间可能口渴，但是到最后神还是从磐石流水给他们喝。
So even though they had to endure a period of drought, but God still brought water into their lives.
所以我们看他们发怨言呢，主要是对迦南美地流奶与蜜之地好像失去盼望。
So we can see the chief reason for their complaint is because they have lost hope in the land of Canaan.
那失去盼望啊，人就没有办法受苦。
When a person has lost hope, then it's very hard for that person to endure different kind of hardship in life.
所以有时候我们看到一人刚从学校毕业，上班真的很辛苦。
We see some people graduate from school and starting to work with great difficulty.
但是大家还是很热心的投入，因为这个就是他的未来。
But they still work at it very hard because this is what their future holds.
所以努力的投入才有未来。
As long as they work hard at it, then they will reap a future reward.
但是在走旷野路虽然有牛奶与蜜之地，但是那看不见的，所以现在要付出要受苦就很难。
And for the Israelites, because they were traveling in this barren desert, and it was a very difficult journey, they could not see far ahead of them, and they lost hope.
那首先呢，我们就来想，为什么神要带领他们走这一条叫做大而可怕的旷野？
Let's first think about the reason why God brought them into this awesome and dreadful way.
这是一个过程。
This is merely a process.
这个是要进入迦南一个过程。
It is the process by which they can enter into the land of Canaan.
所以旷野不是目的地，是过程。
So the wilderness is not the ultimate destination. It's merely a means to travel.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地，今天是什么？
What does the land of flowing with milk and honey signify for us today?
就是主耶稣来传道的第一个讯息，天国近。
It is it's encapsulated by Lord Jesus' very first statement as he began his ministry, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
天国就是神的国。
The heavenly kingdom is the kingdom of God.
天国就是牛奶与蜜之地。
Heavenly kingdom is a land flowing with milk and honey.
它是丰盛的，它是甜美的。
It is abundant and it is sweet.
天国在哪里？
Where is heavenly kingdom?
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
Lord Jesus said that God's kingdom is in your heart.
天国在哪里？
Where does the kingdom of heaven lie?
就是在教会里面。
It lies in the church.
神的国实现了，教会就像天国。
When the kingdom of God is manifested, it will appear first in the church.
当然天国就是指着我们最后要去，永远不会离开那个天上的国度。
And of course, heavenly kingdom also refers to the everlasting kingdom in which we will travel to in the future.
所以一个人受洗以后要真的进到神的国度里面。
So for a person to truly go into the kingdom of God after baptism,
有一个过程，这个过程就是一种操练，那这个过程常常就是一种受苦。
And there is a process of journey involved which often entails suffering.
那受苦操练会让我们继续要坚持下去，就是因为我的前面有一个丰盛又甜美的一块地。
And the reason that a person can sustain themselves and endure through all this suffering is because there's a hope of a better land lying ahead of them.
所以我们才愿意为着信仰来付出，为着信仰来受苦。
And for this reason, because of faith, they are willing to lay down their lives or endure all sorts of manners of suffering.
那如果那一块牛奶与蜜之地我对它已经没有盼望了，失去信心了。
However, if a person has lost all hope in entering in this land of milk and honey,
那这一条路受苦的这条异路，我们就走不下去了。
Then that person can no longer journey on this way of righteousness of suffering.
我不信都好好的很自由我一信这么多事情。
Some people may say that I don't believe in the life is fine for me, but the moment I believe, suddenly I'm confronted with all the sufferings.
我们先来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 1.
啊，彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
这里说主耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
Here it says that Lord Jesus Christ resurrected and begotten us to a living hope.
他付出极大的代价，让我们重生。
It means he had paid a very dear price so that we can resurrect and reborn.
人生就有活泼的盼望。
In this way, we can enjoy a living hope.
那是什么？
What is that living hope?
第四节。
Verse 4.
不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
An inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
这个叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
This is what is called the land flowing with milk and honey.
丰盛又甜美。
It is abundant and sweet.
是永远不会消失的。
And it will never fade away.
那我们读到第四节，我们就发现，哇，基督徒真好。
As we read verse 4, we realize what a blessed thing to be a Christian.
我们有一个真正的盼望。
For we have a true hope.
但是哈，我们如果从第六节开始读，第五节开始读。
Beginning from verse 5 and 6.
这个彼得前书啊，第一章第五节一直到最后都在讲受苦。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 5 until the very end of the chapter speaks entirely of suffering.
前面是在讲，有一个地方要给你，非常好。
In the beginning, he tells people that there is a very nice place waiting for you.
你真的要吗？
Do you truly want it?
开始要受苦。
Then you have to begin to suffer.
就是一个过程。然后这个不是永久，你走过这个过程就进到那永远的牛奶与蜜之地。
This is a process or means by which you will enter into a land of flowing with milk and honey.
所以在第六节。
In verse 6. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials.
第七节。
7. That the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire.
这里讲我们的信仰有时候会经过试炼。
It tells us that at times our faith will go through trials.
好像被火炼仍然坏的金子更显得宝贵。
And it will become like fire, gold refined by fire, showing its preciousness.
所以信仰经历很多的事情之后，我们的信仰越来越纯。
So the more we go through training and trials, our faith becomes more genuine.
那在神面前我们就是越来越富足。
And before God, we become more abundant.
信心就好像金子一样。
Our faith become gold-like.
让我们因信而得到富足。
So that because of our faith, we become abundant.
那从第一章开始就提到很多受苦。
Chapter 1 tells us of many sufferings.
我们先从第二章来看。
Let's read chapter 2.
这个受苦第一个就是从个人来讲。
And suffering begins with ourselves on a personal level.
如果我们要得到那一块地。
If we wish to assume that land.
要受什么苦。
What kind of suffering must we go through?
我看第二章。
Chapter 2.
11节。
Verse 11. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. 12. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may be by your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of visitation.
所以为着在外邦人当中让神的名得到荣耀。
In order to glorify God amongst the Gentiles,
我们要品性端正。
We have to show excellent and honorable character.
让毁谤我们的人没话可讲。
So that those who revile against us will be speechless.
那要品性端正，就十一节要禁戒肉体的私欲。
So in order to have an honorable conduct, it mentions in verse 11 that we have to abstain from fleshly lusts.
那人要克制肉体的私欲，就要祷告，要下决心，要禁食。
In order to overcome fleshly lust, the person has to set time aside to pray and make fasting prayer to overcome our passions.
所以这个就是一个过程。
So this is merely a process.
那这个罪的欲望被控制了，被消除了，神的国就在我们内心实现。
Once we conquer our sinful desire and lust, then the kingdom of God will appear within ourselves.
那如果我们让罪来控制我们，
Nevertheless, if we allow sin to take control of us,
圣经里面讲公义、平安、喜乐都没有。
Then what the Bible describes, righteousness, mercy, and joy will all disappear.
所以要把罪拿掉，这个过程是受苦。
In order to remove this sin, we have to go through a suffering process.
那接下去就在讲基督徒的社会生活。
It goes on to tell us of the Christian's civic duties.
好，我们看十八节。
In verse 18. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. 19. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongly.
所以接下去在社会生活要因为行善受苦，二十节里面讲。
And another way of suffering is through suffering in this life of in this society, as it describes in verse 20.
所以这提到说，让我们的良心在神面前对得起神。
Tells us that verse 19 that we need to have a clear conscience toward God.
然后是我们在社会生活能够因为我们的存在。让人觉得非常宝贵。
So that people in this society will feel that we are very precious because of our faith.
好像盐一样。
And just like a salt.
是带有味道的。
Which is a very flavorful.
那这样的话就要受苦。
In order to attain this, we have to go through suffering.
所以这里讲不但顺服良善的，就是那乖僻的要顺服，那就很苦啊。
And this is why we have to be submissive to our master, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. That means we have to go through suffering.
为什么这样？
Why is that?
就是为着那个活泼的盼望。
And this is because we have a living hope waiting for us.
所以我们跟着主耶稣的脚中行。
And therefore, we follow in the footsteps of Christ.
21节
Verse 21.
基督为我们受苦，要留下榜样，我们跟从他的脚中行。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps.
然后23节
Verse 23.
被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托公义审判人的主。
When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously.
22节，没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
22, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth.
为的就是要得到那个果，得到神的称赞。
And the reason he would suffer and endure this is in order to be commended by God.
所以人如果没有那个盼望，我为什么要这样做？
And obtain the heavenly kingdom, if a person has no such hope, then why go through such type of suffering?
所以一讲到那一块地，那接下去就讲到受苦。
So wherever it's mentioned about the heavenly kingdom, the suffering followed.
那第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章就是讲家庭生活。
First Peter chapter 3 talks about the family life.
那这个家庭生活开始就讲第一节，做妻子要顺服丈夫。
Family life begins with wives, be submissive to your own husbands.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为这样才能够感化他。
That you can win the husband over through your own conduct.
让他来信主。
And so that they can be won over to believe in God.
那为着要感化他。
In order to convert them.
所以第四节要有长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
Verse 4 says that we have to be a hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
所以有时候做太太，现在大家都平等，我为什么要顺服你？
Some wives would say, males and females, we are equally, we have equal rights. Why should I submit to you?
但是为了要让配偶来信主，所以就一定要受苦来感化他。
But in order to win our spouse over, we have to suffer and submit to them, and to in this way to win them over.
那第七节开始。
Verse 7.
做丈夫要按情理跟妻子同住。
Husbands likewise dwell with them with understanding.
不能说他是头，要做什么就做什么。
And he cannot act he cannot act very bossy as a head.
那这样夫妻才会圆满。
So they can enjoy a harmonious life.
那这个家庭才能够有神的国实现。
So the kingdom of God can be demonstrated within this household.
才有公义、平安、喜乐。
So that there will be righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以信主不是说受洗完我家庭就很圆满。
Belief in God doesn't mean that once you convert, then everything is going to be fine and dandy in the household.
太太也不愿意受苦，丈夫也不愿意受苦，讲他做什么就什么，你还是发现家庭还是乱糟糟的。
If neither of the spouses are willing to suffer, then you will find that this household will be in total disarray.
所以迦南地在那里，但是有一个过程要经过，一个很难走的一条路。
So even though the land of Canaan lies before us, but in order to reach it, we have to go through a process of very difficult journey.
那接下去就谈到其他的受苦。
And goes on to describe other types of sufferings.
那到了第五章。
By chapter 5.
我们看第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1. The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
这里接下去就在讲做长老的。
Here speaks of the elders.
那长老就是监督吧，在教会里面是一种榜样。
So elders are the leaders and stewards who need to set a good example.
那第二节牧养在你们中间的羊群。
And verse 2, shepherd the flock of God which is among you.
这是极大的责任。
This is a great responsibility.
也相当的辛苦。
Also very difficult.
那为什么要这样？
Why is that?
到了第四节。
Verse 4.
到牧长显现的时候，可以得到不能衰残荣耀的冠冕。
When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
所以我们在教会里面领受不同的责任。
In the church, we may carry about different kind of tasks.
那为着把教会带进丰盛又甜美那一块神的国里面。
So in order to bring the church into a land of abundance of a sweetness.
所以每一个人需要受苦。
So each one of us must go through a period of suffering.
除了有事业上的担子，有家庭的担子，还有教会的担。
Other than our career burdens and family burdens, there's also the burdens in the sacred work at church.
到最后就是因为我们爱教会，也因为我们将来有一个盼望。
So ultimately, the reason why we put up with all this suffering is because we love God, we love the church,
那不然的话,
and there's a hope.
我们为什么需要在教会来受苦?
Otherwise, why do we even bother to go through suffering in church?
不是多一事不如少一事吗?
Wouldn't it be better if we just don't bother with it?
但是如果大家付出,
But if every person is willing to pay a price,
教会里面很多像牛一样,
and there's a lot of people behaving like long-suffering cattle.
那你就发现这个教会就渐渐进到丰盛跟甜美的地方。
Then you would discover that this church will gradually move into the land of sweetness and flowing with milk and honey.
但就是要有人受苦。
But this requires someone to pay a price in suffering.
那到第五节，第五章第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility.
年幼要顺服年长。
The younger ones need to submit to the elders.
在这个社会里面，你是我，我是我，我是我，我跟你没有关系啊。
In this society, everyone has the notion that we are equal. Why should I submit to you?
但是到教会里面要有次序。
However, when we were in the church, we need to have a sequence.
所以年幼要顺服年长。
So the younger need to submit to the elders.
但这不是单向的。
But this is not single direction.
你们众人也要彼此顺服。
And all of you need to be submissive to one another.
因为神阻挡骄傲，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以因为彼此顺服，所以教会里面就有一个次序。
Because everyone submit to each other, then we can see that there is order within the church.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地才能够在教会实现。
So this land of flowing with milk and honey can be manifested within the church.
如果大家都不顺服大家，
If nobody submit to each other,
一片混乱，那个甜美丰盛就不会在我们中间实现。
Then there will be total chaos in the church, and the land of flowing with milk and honey would not be revealed in the church.
所以当我们在读这个民数记二十一章，
As we read Numbers 21,
为什么神爱他们会带领经过这一块地呢？
If God loves the Israelites so much, why did He put them through this kind of suffering, going through the barren wilderness? This is merely a process.
所以我们教会要让神的国实现，需要经历过困难的一个一条路。
If we wish to have God's kingdom realized within our church, then we have to go through a difficult journey.
但是问题是，当我们遇到困难的时候，不能埋怨。
But the crux or the key is that when we encounter obstacles or sufferings, we cannot complain.
因为我们有这个苦难可以来承担，来受苦，这是一种机会。
Because to be able to suffer is also an opportunity given by God.
这个也是一种恩典。
It is also a chance for us to receive grace.
就是因为前面有块流奶与蜜之地。
Because before us, there is a land flowing with milk and honey.
在埃及受苦就没有意义了，因为根本就没有前途。
If the people continue to suffer in Egypt, then it's pointless because there is no future.
所以不论任何一个原因，我们在信仰当中不要埋怨。
So regardless of the reason or what we go through, we should not voice complaint in our faith.
埋怨表示神做错事。
When we complain, it shows, indirectly shows that God has done something wrong.
埋怨表示神带领我们走这条路是不对，不好的。
When we complain, it's as if we are pointing our finger at God, saying that you have brought us onto the wrong path.
好，我们先来看希伯来书。Let's
turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的，哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十节
Verse 10. Nor complain as some of them also complain and were destroyed by the destroyer.
11节
11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition. Upon them the ends of the ages have come.
好，然后看第五节
And verse 5. But with most of them God was not well pleased, for their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
其实这些出埃及的人都是神的选民啊。
All of the Israelites who left Egypt were the chosen ones of God.
旧约圣经形容他们是神眼中的瞳仁，是神所宝贵的。
The Old Testament described that these people were as precious to God as the pupil of His eyes, and very precious.
但是为什么其中有一人变成神不喜欢的人呢？
But why is it that some of them became someone that God detested?
就是因为做了神不喜欢的事。
Because they have done something to offend God.
那其中有一个就是发怨言。
So one of them is to complain.
就被灭命的所灭。When
they voice their complaint, they were destroyed by the destroyer.
那我们为什么要读这个以色列人的历史呢？
Why do we study the history of the Israelites?
11节。
Verse 11.
他们遭遇这事，就是要做见戒，并且警戒在这末世的人。
Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
因为我们现在在走天国路。
Because we are now on the journey to heaven.
所以这一些教训就是我们每一天要刻在心里面去学习，去遵守的。
So all of these lessons that the Israelites had experienced are something as a lesson for us to learn from and to walk in God's way.
那当这个火蛇进去的时候，
Now when the fiery serpent came amongst them,
就有一些人就被咬死了。
Some people were bitten to death.
我们现在回来看21章。
Let's turn back to Numbers 21.
第七节。
Verse 7. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he will take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people.
好，这个第七节，他们就到摩西那里。
Verse 7 shows that the people came before Moses.
然后求你祷告神，叫这个蛇离开我们。
Please pray to the Lord so that He will take away the serpents.
于是摩西为百姓祷告。
So Moses prayed for the people.
那神马上就给他们一条路可以走。
And the Lord immediately provided a solution, a way out. In verse 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent and set it on the pole, and it should be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
就是说你造一条铜蛇。 被火蛇一咬，你一看就活了。
So cast a bronze serpent and set it on the pole, and whoever is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live.
那为什么摩西一祷告神就听？
So why is that? When Moses prayed, God immediately listened to his prayer.
两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个原因，因为以色列百姓有悔改的心呐。
Number one reason is because the Israelites had a repentant heart.
所以第七节。
Verse 7.
到摩西那里说，我们愿读神，我们有罪了，这个就是神所需要。
And what God is looking for is someone who admits that they have sinned.
所以大卫说，忧伤痛悔的心啊，神不轻看。
And David said that the sorrowful and contrite heart God will not despise.
神所要的是什么？
What does God desire from us?
有悔改的心。
A repentant heart.
所以我们每一天至少要有两种心。
So each day we have to go about with two types of heart.
第一个是感恩的心。
One is a heart of a thanksgiving.
第二个要悔改的心。
Second is a penitent heart.
悔改什么？
What do we repent of?
有时候我们犯了任意妄为的罪，就虽然知道我们是这样子不对的，我们还去做。
There are times when we commit intentional sins, even though we know it's wrong, but we still do it.
所以我们知道这样讲不对，我们还是这样讲。
For instance, we know it's wrong to say a certain way, but we still said it.
这是罪在控制我们。
So this is a sin that's taking control of us.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
神的答案很简单，你只要承认罪，神就赦免。
God's answer is very simple. As long as we confess of our sins, then He will forgive us.
所以依着神的意思忧愁啊，这一个人啊，在神面前呢，就能够蒙恩。
So when a person becomes sorrowful according to God's will, then he will receive mercy.
所以以色列百姓说，我们有罪了。
When the Israelites proclaim that we have sinned against God,
所以神就没有计算他们的罪。
Then God no longer remembers their sin.
他们说有我有罪了，神就不计算了。
The moment that they proclaim that they have sinned, then God will no longer calculate their sins.
那第二个原因呢？
Second reason.
因为神给人的意念是赐平安的，不是降灾祸的。
Because God intends to give people peace and blessings instead of death and destruction.
我们看耶利米书二十九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书的二十九章。
Jeremiah 29.
第十节。
Verse 10.
到十二节。
12. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and cause you to return to the place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
这里说，神说，我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安，但不是降灾祸的。
The Lord says, I know the thought that I think toward you is thoughts of peace, not of evil.
那这个灾祸指的什么？
What are evil?
就是第十节讲被掳到巴比伦七十年。
In verse 10, being exiled to Babylon for 70 years.
那这不是神真的愿意做的。
This is not something that God intended to carry out.
那神本来是要赐给他们平安的。
Because previously God intended to give them peace.
那怎么让他们有平安呢？
How were they to attain peace?
就是在巴比伦，他们回头悔改，神就带他们回来。
Which is while they were spending their days in Babylon, as long as they become repentant, and then God will bring them back.
所以当以色列百姓有人被蛇咬死，他们来向神求，神马上给他们一条路走。
This is why we see when the Israelites sin against God, and God immediately provided a way out.
所以第九节，民数记二十一章。
Turn back to Numbers 21, verse 9.
摩西造了一条铜蛇。
Moses cast a bronze serpent.
而且挂得很高。
And placed it on a high pole.
你只要一望它，就得救了。
So anyone when he looked at the bronze serpent will live.
这个就是以色列百姓的盼望。
And this became a hope for the Israelites.
那一条铜蛇又代表什么？
So what does this brown serpent prefigure?
就是代表主耶稣的救恩。
It prefigures the salvation of Jesus Christ.
所以人类的受苦有一个解脱的来源。
So we see that there is an answer to the suffering of all humanity.
就是主耶稣的救恩。
Which is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
看约翰福音第三章。
Turn to John chapter 3.
14节。
John 3 verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
这里说摩西怎样在旷野举蛇，人子也被这样被举起来。
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
那就是指着他被钉十字架。
And this represents that Jesus Christ would be nailed on the cross.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
So that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
所以他们原来在神把火蛇放进来的时候，他们所看到是火蛇被咬被死，是很可怕的。
When they sinned against God, God placed the fiery serpent amongst them, and they were bitten, and they faced death. It's very dreadful.
现在他们的眼睛要看那一条铜蛇。
But now they have to shift their focus on the brown serpent.
那火蛇的可怕，死的可怕就不存在。
Then the dreadfulness of the fiery serpent would no longer exist.
所以罪的结果让我们受苦。
The end result of sin is to bring us into suffering.
有时候让家庭受苦。
Will also bring suffering into family at times.
有时候让婚姻受苦。
At times bring suffering into marriage.
有时候让教会受苦。
At times bring hardship into the church.
但是当我们愿意把我们的注意力集中在主耶稣的身上。
But when we are willing to place all of our focus upon Jesus Christ.
我们就从那里得到自救。
Then from that point forward, we will receive salvation, deliverance.
就得到恩典。
We will receive grace of God.
那这样我们就能够继续往前走。
Then we'll be able to continue forward.
那把我们教会带到牛奶蜜之地。
And to bring our church into a land flowing with milk and honey.
把我们的家庭带进丰盛又甜美的地方。
And to bring our family into an abundant place with sweetness.
所以火蛇虽然是可怕的。
So even though fiery serpent is very dreadful.
但是铜蛇，就是神给人的一个希望。
But God has given a new hope, the brown snake.
火蛇是神的公义。
The fiery snake represents God's righteousness.
铜蛇就是神的怜悯。
Whereas the brown serpent represents God's mercy.
所以公义跟怜悯是并行的。
So we see that righteousness and mercy are in parallel.
唱诗。
Sing him.
61首。
Sing him 61.
我们这个月的结束之前呢，会有灵恩布道会。
At the conclusion of this month, there will be a spiritual convocation.
我们大家来邀我们的朋友来参加我们的聚会。
So that all invite our friends and relatives to attend.
第二个，请我们每一天为着我们的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Next is every day in our daily prayer, remember to put this evangelical service in our prayers.
求主祝福这个盛会。
We ask the Lord to bless this holy event.
那我们最后用15分钟的时间来为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Now we shall conclude with a 15-minute prayer, especially for the upcoming spiritual convocation.
我们为着几位同龄来代祷。
It's also pray intercede on our spiritual members.
身体欠安或者是信仰比较软弱。
Whether they're suffering in body or in mind.
有的是初信的信徒。
There are some newly baptized members.
求主带领引导他们。
We ask the Lord to guide their first steps.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.